Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back, you health renaissance people. Okay, today we're going to talk about cancer, but we've got to do it at warp speed. So we're going to cover this cancer in three different parts. Part one tonight, we're going to talk about what the medical world views as cancer. And let me tell you, it's ridiculous. Because does your body form cancer, or are cancers formed by demons? Okay, and this is one of the big things. Cancer is a metabolic disorder. It is not a genetic disorder. Now, you can say, well, there's certain people with a predisposition, like BRCA gene. Okay, well, there's a lot of people with a BRCA gene that don't express cancer, and there's a lot of people that do. So what is the difference between the two? So if you look at genetic versus genetic expression, it's the genes, stress genes, are going to be expressed under physical, chemical, or emotional stress. So if you address the underlying cause of those stressors, it's hugely important. I mean, we have a completely ignorant medical system that is crazy. I mean, if you look at cancer, so according to the Mayo Clinic, it refers to a large number of disease characterized by development of abnormal cells that divide uncontrollably and have the ability to infiltrate and destroy normal body tissues. Cancer has the ability to spread throughout the body. Now, that's the Mayo Clinic definition. The biggest factor of this, okay, and this is huge, is that all cancers are systemic. So the Mayo Clinic is actually expressing what they think is the problem, except when you look at the cause of cancers, they say age. Well, you can't control aging, but you can control your nutrition, your lifestyle, smoking, drinking, excessive medications. There's a lot of things that can damage it. Now, it's interesting, family history. Now, listen to this. Only a small portion of cancers are due to an inherited condition. That's right. It's not genetic. Keep in mind that having an inherited genetic mutation doesn't necessarily mean you'll get cancer. And this is from the Mayo Clinic. Okay, health conditions such as ulcerative colitis can increase your risk of certain cancers. Chemicals in your home and workplace, absolutely. So what are you looking at? Chemical stressors, physical stressors. Now, what the majority of doctors are, well, not the majority. This is because when you figure that cancer is such a moneymaker for the hospitals, that there's an underground majority of doctors that can't treat cancer in any other way other than the surgery, chemo, and radiation in this country. And so when I get a patient who has, you know, been diagnosed with cancer, I say, okay, how do you want to handle it? And they look at me dumbfounded. And I'll say, well, if you look at it that it's a metabolic disorder, then we're going to deal with the physical, chemical, emotional stressors, and we're going to strengthen the body. So if your body builds tissue faster than it breaks down, that's called health. If you break down faster than you build, and that's called oxidative stress, that then you have a lack of ease or disease. And this is true with all types of cancer. When you look at the different therapies, like Gerson cancer, Gerson method, they don't address the cancerous tumor themselves. They've been curing cancer for 80 years. Okay, and what do? They're using carrot juice, pancreatic enzymes, diet-specific changes. So they're approaching it like it's a metabolic disorder. Now, a brilliant book, Cancer as a Metabolic Disease by Thomas Seyfried. And this is just brilliant, okay? And this guy is a researcher in the field of genetics and biochemistry and spent a majority of his career researching cancer and genetics. And what did he find? It's not genetic. And that's why, quote, no real progress has been made in the management of cancer and or the advanced or metastatic for more than 40 years. The number of people dying each year and each day has changed little more in 10 years. And that's because they're working in the wrong place. So when you look at statistics, in 1900, and that was 123 years ago, one in 20 people got cancer. That's 5 out of 100, so 5% of the population. In the 40s, it was 1 in 16. In the 70s, it was 10%. now, well, in 2016, the last statistics that I got, okay, 1 in 2 or 50% of the population will get it. So we go from 5% to 50% in 120 years. Okay, now, so if that doesn't clue you in, because genes don't change in 100 years, but the toxic lifestyle and what we put in our body and how we treat our bodies are huge. So let's look at this. Okay, cancer statistics, and we're going to go over some of those, a lot of them tonight. And in fact, since we started later, I want you to just look at some of these statistics. I mean, in the last 32 years, the population's increased 38%. Cancer has increased 300%. So it's not the population, but we're seeing a huge number of cancers that are increasing over and over and over. So it is absolutely our environment that's causing it. And we're going to go over tonight, and I know I started early, but this is going to be the first part in a probably 3 or 4 part series on, you're going to learn that the majority of breast cancers, and this is a 25-year-long study out of the International Journal of Cancer, it showed that 80% of early stage breast cancers don't progress. They don't become invasive. And when you look at this, 50% of everyone over 50 has cancerous tumors, 80% of everyone over 80. So the body is continually forming these tumors and eliminating them based on the environmental toxicity. And if you keep having that environmental exposure, it will keep producing more and more and more of those toxicities. So look at physical, chemical, emotional stress, and you're going to have not only the cause, but also the solutions. This is Dr. John Bergman. God bless you, and I love you. I'll see you tonight.